show, the host, Charlie Giuliani, and I better pick up Pacer or I won't even finish this show today. I mean, this topic. Yikes, we're already halfway through. I don't know where the time's going. Anyway, let me pick up here where I left off. On May 1st, 2005, the Sunday Times of London reported on a secret document known as the Downing Street Memo. You want more proof that this war was planned long in advance, that they intended to go in there regardless what the public thought or didn't think? They were going to go in, guys. It was the minutes of a meeting on Iraq between British Prime Minister Tony Blair and President Pretty Boy George W. that was held on July 23rd, 2002. The article was written by Matthew Rycroft, a Downing Street foreign policy aide, and here's what it said. Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD. The intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. There you go. So when they say bad intelligence, guys, I know you might find this hard to believe, but they were lying. That's right. Everything that they have said from day one, in fact, has been a lie. Can you name one exception to the rule? Oh, man. It's so blatantly obvious. They met in July 2002 and decided to fix the intelligence so that they could go into war. And they had already decided at that point that, yeah, we're going to use terrorism and WMDs as the excuse. Well, again, when you go back to the PNAC documents, September of 2000, they were planning the war then. In fact, they were planning it even before that. I read the other day how, you know, memos were sent to Clinton. They were trying to get Clinton in the late 90s to invade Iraq. But, he just launched a few missiles, but didn't give them the full attack that they wanted. So they had to wait out his administration. And when Bush came in, then they, it's not that Clinton has any more scruples than Bush, of course, but he had other things going on that he had to deal with, and, you know, he figured we'll just hold that off for now. Oh, boy. So, in other words, fake intelligence was being created that would support the preconceived war agenda. That's all there is to it. There's no contesting this. There's no denying it. You know, I'm not being paranoid. I'm not being negative. I'm not being pessimistic. I'm being realistic. This is the reality. All you have to do is look at the documentation written by their own hands. They tell you in advance what they're going to do, guys. They get off on that because they know that most people don't read. They don't pay attention. So, you know, they know they're going to get away with this. And so they do it all the time. It's right in your face. They'll deny it in the mainstream media. But if you do your homework and dig, you know, through their documents, you'll see, yeah, they were planning this in advance. So when they tell you that it was bad intelligence, they're lying because they were planning, Bush and Blair particularly, were planning in March 2002 to fix the intelligence around this premise so they could get their war going. Faulty intelligence. Well, it was faulty intelligence, and they're the ones that created it. You know, it's like the orange alerts. Bush and Cheney in January of 2003, for example, there was an orange alert issued, and it was designed to put fear in people and remind them that we're in the midst of a terrible war on terror. It's an evil world out there. There's terrorists behind every bush. And boy, is that ever true. There are terrorists behind every bush. I'll finish that story when we get back, folks. Stick with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, picking up where we left off here, talking about the current Iraq war and how the UN played a major role in this. I wanted to finish the story I was telling. In January of 2003, an orange alert was issued, and this was designed to drum up support for the upcoming Iraq war. They wanted to make a connection between these terror threats and Saddam, that, you know, he was supporting terrorism and blah, blah, blah. So what they did was they issued an alert. And then, you know, this was covered in Washington Post, the San Fran Chronicle, and several other major papers. Bush and Cheney, after they issued the orange alert, were calling the CIA and the FBI and pleading with them to, quote, come up with something, anything, to justify this series of alerts. Unbelievable. So, you know, it's the same thing with the Iraq war itself. You know, they met together and said, okay, yeah, weapons of mass destruction and connection with terrorism. That'll be the excuses we'll use to invade Iraq. Now call the intelligence agencies and tell them to come up with stuff, to fake intelligence, to fix the intelligence, as the Downing Street memo itself said. Use that exact word. Fix the intelligence around it. Unbelievable. And so they did the same thing with the orange alert. Do you realize, folks, what treason that is? All of the orange alerts were fake. I hope you know that. I'll be doing a whole show on that sometime, going through all the orange alerts and all the political capital that we're gaining from it, and all the money that it cost us, billions and billions of dollars to beef up security all over the nation. Every time they played this little Pavlovian bell ringing game with us, and every single one of them was a fraud. Well, of course it was, because the whole war on terror is a fraud. This whole administration is a fraud. 9/11 was a fraud. Fraud, 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 fraud. Anyway, I just quoted that statement a moment ago about, it was from the Sunday Times about the Downing Street memo. Here's another one. The story, the same story was expanded upon by the June 12th, 2005 edition of the Times of London. Here's what they said. Ministers were warned in July 2002 that Britain was committed to taking part in an American-led invasion of Iraq, and they had no choice but to find a way of making it legal. The warning in a faked cabinet office brief, in a leaked cabinet office briefing paper, the Downing Street memo, said that Tony Blair had already agreed to back military action to get rid of Saddam Hussein at a summit at the Texas ranch of President George W. Bush 3 months earlier. The briefing paper for participants at a meeting of Blair's inner circle on July 23, 2002, said that since regime change was illegal, it was necessary, and this is a quote, it was necessary to create the conditions which would make it legal. Can you believe this? They said, since it's illegal to just go in and invade a country, it's necessary, this is a quote from the document, it is necessary to create the conditions which would make it legal. The article continues, this was required because even if ministers decided Britain should not take part in an invasion, the American military would be using British bases. This would automatically make Britain complicit in any illegal U.S. action. So there you go, guys. They were admitting that this was illegal. Can you believe this? This is out there as a matter of public record. I mean, they're arresting people for barking at police dogs, for crying out loud. And this guy lies us into war. I mean, the whole administration lies us into war. It's admitted. It's public record. Their own documents attest to it. Their own former Deputy Secretary of Defense admitted that they concocted this weapons of mass destruction lie to sucker us into this fraudulent war. And this guy is still walking the streets of Washington. It's unbelievable. The biggest criminal on the planet right now. I mean, the whole administration, but because he's the head of the whole thing and all of this is being done in his name. The biggest criminal walking the planet right now. And it could, this would pass before any jury, okay? This is absolutely irrefutable evidence that this man is a mass murderer. And not only is he not being gone after by the law, being arrested, being tried, he is allowed to remain the president. Allowed to hold the highest office on planet Earth. No wonder our legal system is so screwed up. Oh, I got a show coming up on that sometime. You would not believe. I mean, I always knew the system was rigged. But I'm working on a show right now based on this book I just got. It came out a couple months ago. In fact, I'm going to see if I can get this author on. Her name is Wendy Murphy. She wrote a book called And Justice for Some. Oh, man, my hair is standing on end. It's far worse than I ever imagined. I didn't realize that. Did you know that a victim in a court of law has no rights? Did you know that? Oh, they have laws that give the appearance that they have rights. But you read between the lines and it actually states somewhere or other in so many words in the law that none of these laws shall be held in effect. It actually says that. It's kind of like the Trading with the Enemy Act. This law forbids any U.S. corporation from trading with enemies that are belligerent toward the United States, except those that have special concessions from the president. I mean, you just got to keep reading it. It's only designed to give the appearance that it's doing something good. But you read on and you realize, oh, son of a gun, the whole thing was just null and voided right here. Nulled and voided. Oh. But no wonder our legal system is so screwed up. It's designed to favor criminals and to leave the victims in the doghouse. No wonder we have presidents that can commit mass murder, lie us into war when he doesn't even have the authority to commit our troops, guys, unless Congress declares war in the first place. Man. Anyway, I gotta check my sound here. For some reason, is that any better, back at the RBN office here? They're telling me my sound went down. Hopefully I'm coming in better now. I don't know what causes that. Let me, give another boost. Is that any better? It's so weird. Sometimes I gotta be 2 feet away, it's too loud, and other times...
Of course, I can always put the thing halfway down my throat like this.
Hopefully I'm coming in clearer now. This is crazy. I need a new computer. Send your donations, too. Anyway, I guess we got a caller on the line. Oh, boy. Not good. It's Mike in PA. You there, Mike?
Hey, Charles, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Almost too loud.
Oh, very good. Greetings from No Permit Mike from Northwest Pennsylvania. Couldn't help but interfere with your diatribe there, Charles. I'm glad you kind of glad your guest didn't come on, because it's really grand to hear you expound.
Oh yeah, cool. Glad to hear it. I you know, this is I actually like doing this stuff more. I've done so much research over the year. I'm just like a dam ready to burst. I can't wait to share the stuff that I found with people.
I know. I can catch the vibes over the transmission there. You're right over the target, Charles. You have them. You have the enemy over the target there. That's for sure. And we just wanted to thank John and Sandra again here openly. And a word to John: never lose your temper, John. Nor your hospitality, because that's what it's going to take to keep this all going. And your zeal, Charles, is just wonderful, because you really are telling it like it is, and no one really can dispute you over these articles. It's the way it
is. I'm just quoting right from the horse's, well, maybe horse's butt. But no, seriously, I'm... Oh, airport, or... Is that a car going by or something?
What? Oh, that was a hot rod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just quoting from the horse's mouth. I mean, these are their own statements. You know, is Homeland Security going to shut the internet radio down for quoting from these guys?
Well, as Mr. Stadmiller told us all, he said they need dumped because this whole Homeland Security thing was predicated upon lies. They had that thing in the wings in 97, Charles, and then they dumped it after the false flag terrorist attack. They dumped it on us after that. They had it all prepped up. I mean, we don't need another agency like that, for goodness sakes. We have plenty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whatever happened, Charles, to George Galloway's testimony there, that this entire thing was based on lies? You recall that?
Sure. Sure.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that was... John was the first one. John and Sandra put that out in 2005 there when he first came out with that. And it floored me.
Everybody in Congress knows.
Oh, it was just so wonderful to hear Mr. George Galloway's speech there. And John put it out first.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I'm waiting to hear back from him, actually. I sent him an email trying to get him on the show. I'm hoping to get him on here at some point. Gallagher.
Well, with your proper attitude and Republic Broadcasting's proper attitude, you guys are probably going to get who on should be on. And we just need to all stick together through this, because we know what John and Sandra went through last winter. And it even took Jack Otto to help stick up for John when all the dogs were at the door there. So we're
going to put a break. You want to hold on after the break? Or?
Yes, we'll hold. Thank you.
Okay, great. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Guys, Radio, host Chalo Giuliani. We got Mike from Pennsylvania on the line. So, yeah, Mike, do you have any more points or questions? Or?
Well, we have a little bit. We were last speaking of Republic Broadcasting having to fight off some fools there this last winter, and we were monitoring that very close, and it seems as though that the other side didn't quite pull this down, and I would be forever, eternally angry at you, Charles, if you ever left RBN, because you're quite an asset, and you just better never leave, mister. You can't leave.
Yeah.
You're not allowed.
I enjoy doing this. I really do. I've been doing this for years on Pal Talk. Still go on there, although not as much now because I'm busy, you know, working on shows all the time, but... I'd be doing this, you know, if I wasn't on here, I'd be on there doing it. You know, I love it.
Sir, you're exposing the real enemies, and it is in all of our faces. And I can't say enough but to tell the listeners out there, just whatever we can, let's just send some in to the Round Rock, Texas there, the Republic Broadcasting, and let's just keep this going, folks. We have to.
There you go.
Charles, I thank you. And Charles, if you would take a minute to look up a scripture.
I don't have a Bible handy, but which one is that?
Oh, I was going to tell you 1 Thessalonians 2 chapter verses 14, 15, and 16.
Okay.
So if you, when someone brings you the ancient writings into your presence, you might want to expound upon that. And nonetheless, I'm glad to have you back. Glad to hear you made it through. God bless the Republic. Death, eternal death to the New World Order. This is No Permit Mike signing out from now.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for
calling.
Yeah, they're going down like all other scumbags in history, winding up in the big scrap heap of tyranny. That's where they all go, folks, eventually. Unfortunately, before they wind up in that scrap heap, they do a whole lot of destruction and damage in the meantime, and that's what they've been doing all along. And they've been getting away with this for way too long. Their victims number in the, well, I have to say billions now. It's not even millions anymore. It's billions, especially if you go back to the beginning in the early part of the last century. That's when they really started whipping this into high gear. They have inflicted just untold harm on humanity, not just death and destruction, but you know, driving people into poverty, creating disease, poisoning the environment, dumbing people down, doping them up. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's unbelievable. Their crimes are, I just, my jaw drops. The more I read, the worse it gets. I sometimes wish I didn't know this stuff, really. Go back to my blissful days of ignorance when everything was happy and gay. Oh, jeez. It's just not the world you think it is, guys. It really isn't. And not being a pessimist once again, just a realist. We've got to face reality. This world is run by liars, crooks, murderers. And unless we come to that realization and band together and put our feet down and say, enough, you scum, then, you know, you think it's bad now? Oh, boy. And, you know, some people say that, oh, what are you complaining about? It's not that bad. Well, relatively speaking, my life personally, no, it's not that bad. But, I'm looking at where it's going. And I'm looking at how it was a few years back as, you know, compared to how it is now. You know, life was a lot more affordable years ago. The standards of morality were much higher. You could leave your front door unlocked. You could trust your kid to walk to the store and get a gallon of milk. I mean, you can't do this anymore. And where are we going to be in another 5 or 10 years? Or is the planet even going to be here another 5 or 10 years away we're going? I sometimes wonder if we're going to be here in 5 or 10 more minutes. These people are dangerous, folks. This is a deadly game we're playing here. It's time to, get our heads out of the sand. All right, anyway, coming back to where I left off, or I'll never finish this show or this topic. What we have here again, coming back to this Downing Street memo thing, is a phony excuse of weapons of mass destruction that was being used to launch a war that Washington and London were bent on waging regardless of public opinion. Didn't matter how many people had to die on either side of the conflict, they wanted war, and that's all there was to it. And for those of you who say, oh, you're crazy, you're so paranoid, you think 9/11 was an inside job, they would never do that. Well, I've just proven to you, quoting from their own documents, that they lied us into war in Iraq. And since they lied us into war in Iraq, and since so many thousands of people, doesn't matter whose numbers you go by now at this point, already more people have died, you know, American people, that is. It doesn't even include the, you know, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. But as far as American people, okay, it's no secret. This administration doesn't care about Iraqi people, okay? But they're supposed to care about American people. They're supposed to be serving the American people. But it's obvious they don't care about American people. Because by their own words, they lied us into war. They made up the weapons of mass destruction excuse. And more people now have died in Iraq, Americans, than what died on 9/11. Do you understand what I'm saying? If they have the lack of scruples to lie us into a war that has cost more American lives than what died on 9/11, do you think they would have any more scruples to not want something like 9/11 to happen, to not let it happen, or to not make it happen, so they can use that as a pretext to launch these phony wars in the first place? Think about it. Stick with us, guys. Short break. We'll be right back. What it's done to me. Safely lead me through.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Two-thirds radio. All right, I'm hoping to finish this thing off. I still got, I've got quite a few pages left. I got to pick up pace. We only got a half an hour left. Okay, guys, the point is, even if Saddam did have weapons of mass destruction, it was the most outrageous hypocrisy for the U.S. to take on the responsibility of disarming this guy, since no other nation on the planet possesses more of such weapons than the United States, and uses them on a regular basis, I might add, i.e. depleted uranium, for example. How about the Moab bomb, the massive ordnance air blast bomb? I mean, it delivers the power of an atomic bomb minus the radiation. You want to talk about weapon of mass destruction? We've murdered over a million or around a million people in Iraq, probably over, who knows what the exact figures are. That hovers somewhere around there. Just since 2003. That doesn't include the 1.5 million that died during the sanctions in the 90s. And, of course, the 1.5 million or more that died in the 91 invasion. I mean, we've decimated that country. For what? These are civilian deaths primarily. For what? What did these people do? I mean, it's so disgusting. We act like we're the heroes, the saviors, the police of the world. We're going after the tyrants. And we're mass murdering far more people than Saddam ever could have dreamed of. Most of the people they claimed he murdered, by the way, was just complete, total fraudulent exaggerations, just to drum up support against him. But nevertheless, you know, he wasn't a good guy. But, I mean, to go into his country, there's a lot of leaders in this world that aren't good, starting with Bush. What gives us the right to go in and take these people out when our closet needs some serious cleaning out? Oh, the hypocrisy makes me sick. There's another even more outrageous sign of hypocrisy on the part of the U.S. wanting to disarm Saddam, however. Any mass destruction weapons that he once had, guys, were obtained via aid from the U.S. government to begin with back in the 1980s. Everybody's seen the pictures of Saddam shaking pretty boy, little rummy boy's hand there. Mr. Neurotoxin Aspartame himself. Scum of the earth. In addition to the Moab bomb, the U.S. military used another weapon of mass destruction, of course, in 2003 Iraq campaign, depleted uranium, DU, as reported by, among others, CNN on May 24th, 2003. And this was by no means the first time, of course, that this had happened. And, you know, DU was used in 91, as I said. It was used during the Kosovo campaign. It has been linked, at least in part, with what has been called the Gulf War Syndrome. And again, the Pentagon to this day continues to deny. They act like it's no big deal. It is a big deal, a very big deal. Even our own servicemen, guys, are suffering from this. It's not just the Iraqi people. They don't care that our own servicemen, and you know, they'll say, if you protest the Iraq war, you're doing a disservice to our servicemen. Who's doing the real disservice to our servicemen? The ones who protest the war and want our servicemen to come back home in one piece? Or the ones who continue to lie to keep them over there so they can get blown away every day because they're not getting armored vehicles provided to them still to this day, and they're breathing in deadly depleted uranium? Who's not supporting our troops here? Give me a break. And how about the lies of how many are actually dying over there? Bush prevents photographers from taking pictures of their bodies as they're being unloaded off the planes because they don't want people to see that the real numbers don't coincide with the phony numbers they're giving us. They're still telling us it's around, what, 3,500 people, when in reality it's in the tens of thousands. I've heard some estimates close to 100,000. And you know how they lie? They're telling us, oh, only 3,500 have died in Iraq. Well, you know, in a sense that is true. Only 3,500 have died in Iraq, but tens of thousands more have died in Germany in the hospital or on the way to the German hospital. Anyway, here's what Russell Feingold had to say about this whole fiasco, Senator Feingold. He said, the Pentagon's assertion that no Gulf War veterans could be ill from exposure to DU contradicts numerous pre- and post-war reports, some from the U.S. Army itself. The U.S. Army has even admitted that DU is a deadly poison and it's causing cancer tumors in our soldiers, as well as, of course, people in Iraq and other countries who've used it in. Then we have the reports of a sharp increase in cancer rates in post-Gulf War Iraq, particularly among children. Speaking on such shameful statistics, the Star, the San Jose Mercury News reported back in 1998, quote, the number of cancer cases among Iraqi civilians has grown at least threefold since the 1991 Persian Gulf War, according to Iraqi doctors and medical records. Most alarming, doctors say, is the sharp rise in leukemia cases among children. But they don't care. They don't care about poisoning our own soldiers with DU. You think they're going to care about Iraqis? They don't care about black people dying by the thousands in the wake of the Katrina storm when FEMA was there preventing help from getting in and preventing people from getting out and getting their own help. They don't care, folks. In fact, the more that die, the merrier. The easier it is to control the population, the less people you have. But in the meantime, we're going to use them to fight our phony wars. There can be little doubt that all of this was directly attributable to the use of DU, the cancer rises in Iraq, guys, in the 91 Gulf War. It's highly carcinogenic. And, you know, if they think it's not so bad, then why doesn't Rummy sprinkle it on his cornflakes? I'll be happy to oblige. Cancer-causing DU was also dumped, again, as I said, in large quantities over Kosovo back in 1999. Here's what the BBC had to say about this. Quote, a British biologist, Roger Coghill, says that he expects the depleted uranium weapons used by U.S. aircraft over Kosovo will cause more than 10,000 fatal cancer cases. In mid-June, scientists at Kozani in northern Greece were reporting that radiation levels were 25% above normal whenever the wind blew from the direction of Kosovo. And Bulgarian researchers reported finding levels 8 times higher than usual within Bulgaria itself and up to 30 times higher in Yugoslavia. But again, the real danger with DU is not the radiation content. You know, the term depleted really is misleading because it just means depleted from what it originally was, but it's still radioactive. But the real danger with it is not even the radioactivity. It's just the substance itself. It's like lead. Worse. It's a deadly poison. It gets in your system. You're going to get cancer. You're going to suffer brain damage if you get enough. It's deadly to neurons. But then again, so is fluoride and chlorine and aspartame and all the other crap that putting in our food, our air, our drinking water. Barium that they put in the chemtrails. Oh, on and on it goes. Yeah. Yeah, we got a wonderful government, folks. Now on to another important point about the 2003 campaign against Iraq. The idea so often portrayed in the media that the UN frowned upon this war, you can bet, was another blatant lie. This idea had to be gotten across in order for the UN to create, maintain, or restore the image of itself as the good guy in world affairs. But understand that at the highest levels of power, the UN, from the beginning, wanted this war just like it wanted so many other wars that we've been involved in ever since its inception in 1945. Notice, for instance, what the my favorite Fox News website reported. It's pretty scary even when Fox comes out with stuff like this. The neocons can't even deny this. They come out with a story on January 18th, 2003, about 2 months before the Iraq war even broke out. Here's what they said. Top UN officials warned Iraq on Saturday that the January 27th deadline for the results of weapons inspections is fast approaching and that time is running out for the country to cooperate and avoid a war. Iraq has not cooperated sufficiently with the United Nations weapons inspectors, and we will impress the seriousness of the situation to them, top UN inspector Hans Blix told reporters Saturday in Cyprus. The world would like to be assured that Iraq is rid of weapons of mass destruction. Until we, the inspectors, have been convinced of that, we cannot so report to the Security Council. Guys, this whole thing is designed just to give the illusion that they're really concerned about this threat of weapons of mass destruction. You don't think the UN knows that the U.S. has and uses weapons of mass destruction on a regular basis? You better believe it, because the U.S. does this on behalf of the UN. They're just using this as an excuse. They knew about the Downing Street flipping memo. That was public record long before that statement was made by Hans Blix. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. They knew about the PNAC document. These guys are all members of the Council on Flipping Foreign Relations that draft up these policies in the first place. All right, I guess my volume's going down again. I don't know what... no idea what's going on here. I'm checking my settings, and they seem okay. I don't know. Anyway. Let me... No, of course I... lost my place where I left off here. Okay. This same article then went on to report about an Iraqi physicist, Fela Hassan, who was questioned by UN inspectors about some documents in his possession. Hassan told Fox News that these documents, quote, were from his private research projects and students' theses. He accused the inspectors of mafia-like tactics. Is it not obvious, guys, what was really going on here? Were these inspectors really interested in averting a war? Of course not. And neither was the Bush administration. As always, the UN and the US were working in tandem to create the illusion that they were trying to prevent a war, when in reality, war is all they wanted from the start. The US and the UN are war-waging partners. They just want the U.S. to look like the bad guy, because it always does the dirty work for it, and for the U.N. to look like the good guy that comes in later after the war is over with the peacekeeping troops. But they're really occupation forces taking control of these countries after the U.S., of course, whipped it into shape, whipped it into compliance. Don't think for one moment, guys, as was also often portrayed in the media, that Bush was going against the U.N. by invading Iraq. Bush was not defying the UN. He was doing exactly what the UN wanted. Just like his father before him, Bush Jr. had always been a major fan of the UN, which is why just after assuming office, after stealing office in January 2001, one of the first things he did as president is sign us back onto UNESCO. And let's not forget that he said that he was enforcing UN Resolution 1441 through his Iraq invasion. You know, he's got the Pan-American Union deal signed, or the North American Union. Wide open borders with Mexico. That's what the UN is all about. Destruction of sovereignty, getting rid of borders, merging nations together regionally, and then on a global scale, and then have the UN step in and control the whole thing. Everything he's doing, all of his policies, are perfectly in line with the UN, because the UN is controlled by the same scum globalist filth that control him and everybody else in Washington, pretty much. The apparent discordance over this war between the UN and the U.S., or the Bush administration, was just that, apparent. William Shakespeare was right, guys, when he said, "All the world is a stage," but in this case, it's the globalists putting on the show. And we're caught right in the middle of it. We're players, whether we like it or not, when we're ignorant anyway. But we've got to strip the ignorance away so that we not become foolish, ignorant, blind sheep being, you know, cattle herded into these phony wars for these scumbags, lining their pockets, increasing their power, taking away our rights, taking away our livelihood. Do you understand what's going on here? This world is in a desperate situation, folks. Check out this bold admission made by an unnamed White House aide to the New York Times. October 17th, 2004 edition. Here's what it says. "We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality, judiciously as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do." And after that, he probably said, "And there's nothing you can do about it." These guys are psychopaths, folks. This is an unnamed White House aide who said this. With pride. They love it. "We're creating history, and there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to do what we want, and you can study it and try to figure it out. We don't care if you do or not, but this is how it works. We call the shots, and you, like the good little worker bees that you are, just follow suit and do whatever you're told. But don't go barking at a police dog. They'll arrest you. They'll taser you. Probably kill you, too, because people are dying left and right from taserings. And don't worry, the officer who tasers you and kills you will have total impunity. But Bush can launch us into a war and kill thousands of our citizens, hundreds of thousands of Iraqi citizens, and that's just A-OK. He can even admit it's a lie. Documents can be released to the public that show it's a lie, but there's no problem. No one's going to do anything about it because it's called selective law enforcement. You can break any law you want if you're the right person, but if you're the wrong person, you don't even have to break a law. We'll go after you anyway. Why? Because we just don't like you. That's our legal system today. Like it or not, kids. Many erroneously believed that the UN was against the preemptive strike that the U.S. launched in Iraq. Absolute hogwash. This belief was based on a complete misunderstanding of the true nature of the UN and its top echelons of power. In fact, as the December 1st, 2004 Independent reported, the UN had developed plans to make preemptive strikes an official policy of its Security Council. And I'll read that quote when we get back. Stick with us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Radio. Host Charles Giuliani. Yeah, it looks like I'm not going to quite finish up this. I've got another page or two to go. I'll squeeze it in at some point or other. But I'll see what I can finish up in the last couple minutes we've got here. Okay, let me read that article excerpt here I was just talking about from the December 1st, 2004 Independent, London Independent. It said, the United Nations Secretary General is poised to recommend the first major overhaul of the UN in its 60-year history, which will back the use of preemptive military strikes with the approval of a more proactive Security Council. So isn't that incredible? Supposedly the UN was against the United States with its preemptive strike against Iraq, but now we see that, oh, they're actually for it. And he says, we need a more proactive Social Security Council. In other words, if we have those in the Security Council that aren't going along with us, we need to purge them and stack it with members who are proactive regarding preemptive strikes. It's unbelievable. Do you see the schizophrenia? They tell you one thing, they do another. They're totally in line with the Bush administration, or maybe I should say that the other way around. But in any case, they're working for the same crime bosses, the same goal, guys. And anything else is just a lie. The UN hierarchy, guys, was calling for purging the Security Council of members who did not favor preemptive strikes. This is how our government works. They've been doing it for decades as we slept, getting rid of those with a conscience in a number of different ways, sometimes literally, sometimes just firing them or firing at them, whichever. But stacking the deck with their little inside pieces of trash like themselves. That's why they got away with 9/11, folks, because they had so many of them now in, you know, who are in bed with them. Why do you think you've got Democrats and Republicans alike, or what are supposed to be Democrats and Republicans, passing all these laws, giving Bush all these new powers? Even though they've already admitted we were lied into war in Iraq, they're still giving him more powers to engage us in more fiascos? Why do you think this is going on? Because they're all a bunch of sellout pieces of trash. That's why. Just like in the UN, most of the Security Council now is all a bunch of scumbags. They'll just feed you rhetoric, but look at what they do. Never mind what they say. That'll tell you what they're really all about. This article then went on to make this statement. Kofi Annan is due to present a report by the team of 16 high-level experts after he formed the panel a year ago in the midst of the Iraq crisis and asked it to come up with solutions for dealing with the challenges to global security in the 21st century. The report recognizes the international community needs to be concerned about the nightmare scenarios combining terrorists, weapons of mass destruction, and irresponsible states, and much more besides, which may conceivably justify the use of force, not just reactively, but preventatively, and before a latent threat becomes imminent. Do you see what he's saying here? Please, please, please understand what's going on. The UN supposedly was all over Bush for his preemptive strike against Iraq. It's just PR garbage. It's just designed to make you think that, oh, they're good boys. The UN are, the Bush administration are bad boys, but the UN, they're good boys. They're against Bush's evil preemptive strike. But here they are now, 2 years later, Kofi Annan is calling for preemptive strikes. We need to attack countries before they become a threat. Unbelievable. It's the same flipping thing, guys. There's no difference. All right. Like I said, I only got another page or two left of this. I'll finish it up whenever. But have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you Monday. Get more great guests lined up next week. We'll see you then. Take care.
With recent internet